Welcome everybody to the Rebels podcast. Once again, my name is Jordan.
And once again, my name is Ethan.
And I don't know how much we just recorded, not recorded, how much we just talked through the podcast before I realized I wasn't recording, but now we are.
Before the technical glitch happened and deleted everything we had recorded
up. It was some kind of EMP or something, I think. It definitely wasn't my fault, but okay. Like we said, we're maybe going to go a little bit quicker through the highlights, but I just want to reiterate, happy 420 day and happy Pokemon Community Day. I hope you caught some Bellsprouts out there. We already talked about how I didn't let Ethan know, but he didn't have enough room to catch it and some anyways, so it's okay.
Yes, I'm not giving them any money. No money to expand my stash for the imaginary game of imaginary Pokemon. I'd rather play the very real Pokemon game, but also through like the imaginary emulator.
That's not imaginary, that's real.
No, but it's funny to call something real that's off of like not even the original like cartridge.
Sure. I understand that.
So I just thought that was funny.
I always love like, this is game chat talk, so jump over there if you want to hear us talk more about it. But I always wanted to get the analog pocket. But if I got that, not only would I then still have to buy the physical cartridge again or something or find it, I don't have to do that at all anymore.
Nope. I wanted the pocket, and thankfully Maya was like, no. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
It's very cool looking. It's so sleek. Like, I would love to see it on a shelf one day, but it's not a necessity at all.
We'll talk more about analog on game chat, because there is one system that I do want to get, the only system from them that I'll probably get.
Okay. I'm intrigued. But
coming this year.
Oh, cool. Oh, it's not out yet.
No.
All right. Well, go check out game chat later this week to hear more about that. I also want to say again, sorry for my voice. I don't know what's wrong with me. I must be getting laryngitis or something, but we talked about me being a baritone now, not a tenor.
Yes, you've been doing baritone training.
Baritone. Gregorian baritone. Chats. Okay, I think we've covered almost everything. We also talked about Leonardo DiCaprio being cast as Frank Sinatra in Martin Scorsese's upcoming biopic.
No, biopic. That's how I say it. You can't change.
I can change whatever I want.
What is your favorite? Okay, here. We're gonna remix this. What's your favorite Scorsese film?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, which is also mine.
Yeah.
Which is also my favorite Leo film. What's your favorite Leo film?
My favorite Leo film is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh. Dude, I need to watch that again. The thing that came to mind was, like, did that movie also give us, like, one of the best memes?
Yeah.
I can't believe how often I see that. And only recently did I take the time to be like, man, that was in Once Upon a Time. Not that I forgot that it was, but just, like...
Him pointing in the chair.
Sometimes the meme becomes bigger than the moment or the movie that it even came from.
100%, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, this was him... What was it? I don't even remember the context.
He's by himself. I don't know what he's pointing at either, honestly.
I think he was watching himself, right? Or news? I don't even know. I don't remember.
I think he was watching himself. He does that a lot. He watches and listens to himself quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. Good reason for me to watch that movie again.
Something you have in common with him.
That is true. I do watch and listen to our content more than I should.
Well, no, it's also out of necessity.
I have to go back and make sure everything is correct and sounds right and stuff. But yeah. I would be lying if I said I don't enjoy it. I know a lot of people don't like hearing themselves talk on videos or whatever. I like it. I enjoy it.
I think it's something you develop to over time. You get used to it. It still weirds me out, but I'm definitely more... I wouldn't even say weirds me out. It's just still that, like, that's the linking up what you hear and from within and externally.
The weirdest thing for me was the other day I was sitting right here. Taylor was over there and she was watching one of our videos. That I have never experienced. I have never experienced someone else watching us and me not being a part of it. And I was so uncomfortable because everything I heard, I was just cringing at. I'm like, oh God, when it's just me listening, it's fine. But when it's someone else, I'm like, oh, that's, I wish I hadn't said that. That's really stupid.
So I've shared some clips at work and I feel the same way. And yeah. I just own it. It's one of those things where you just have to keep moving forward and stepping. And that goes for everybody listening right now. We appreciate it if you are, but like, it's not stopping and just continuing to get better.
Yeah.
Like a sport, like a anything that you do. Again, because I apparently am a one-dimensional person, but like by the time I finish Zelda, and I think back to like what an idiot I was when I started this game. Right. I didn't know how to do anything. And it's like, well, yeah, that's how that works.
You have to work through it.
Yeah.
I feel that. So yeah. Leo is as Sinatra. I'm sure it'll work. I just can't see it in my head right now.
And is he gonna sing?
Is he gonna sing? We talked about that. As we all know, obviously, people have been voice actors or actors in movies and they didn't sing. Like example Mulan. I think the voice actor of Mulan was not the singer. We knew that before we recorded this, right?
100%. We definitely did not have to look it up. Although I did know the name Leia Salonga or Leia you Salonga did. And that's from my Spotify DJ. Do you use Spotify DJ?
No.
Hey, what's up, Ethan? This is X. Happy Saturday.
Really?
Here's some songs that you were listening to in 2023. And like, it's a whole AI DJ and he plays music for you.
Do you like it?
And oh, I love it. I it's great. I would never use it when I'm with another person because they'd be like, whoa, this is a very bizarre selection of music.
I might try it. That's cool.
Spotify DJ is incredible. Like, okay. It will pull your past history. It'll link stuff, like, and it keeps it fresh so that you're constantly not having to be like, oh, what am I going to listen to? Like, I mean, don't know this, that. It knows you.
Do you like songs on Spotify?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just go into my like songs and hit shuffle, and that usually mixes it up well enough. But
what's cool about the DJ is you'll get it does it in chunks, does it like 4 to 5 song chunks. So okay. You get like thematic one. So I'll get a bunch of house music, and then I'll get like a bunch of like punk, like Blink-182, and like these. Because sometimes you like to listen to a few in a row, it gets you in the mood, and then mix it up. But half the time it's Disney. And then apparently I listened to the Spirited soundtrack a lot because then it'll be like, all right, here's some Spirited. And it's like not even like a real song. It's just like one of the more like interlude. And I'm just like, this is weird.
Not
like,
the vibe. Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I will definitely try that when I'm at work.
If you like next a lot of songs, then it'll be like, okay, mom, like you're not feeling that. Like
that's awesome. Okay, yeah, cool.
It's cool.
Why'd you bring up the DJ? Leia Salonga?
Disney music.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I listen to a lot of Disney music, apparently.
I just realized, because we had to restart, you totally could have acted like you knew Leia Salonga before I said it.
I mean, I did.
I took that away from you. I know you did. I know, but like, you didn't get a chance to prove it. And we could have just redone it. I know.
I'm an honest person.
That's so funny. Speaking of Disney music, what's going on with Disney Plus? I'm not familiar with this.
I'm going to double segue this. Speaking of DJs picking your music because of choice paralysis and an overwhelming amount of choices, they are either rumored or confirmed that we're coming full circle and they're going to add 24/7 streaming channels. So you can go to like a Marvel channel or a Star Wars channel or a Disney channel and stuff would just be playing.
Okay.
Remember when TV used to be the thing and you'd be like, you know what? What's on? I just want to see what's on. Pick for me. And now you go to Netflix and you spend 2 hours trying to pick something and then you turn it off because you're done.
Yes.
And that was your movie. So they're going to add streaming channels in there, which I am very much here for.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. full circle.
It makes a lot of sense for Disney, especially for kids. I like that. I just like, what would are all streaming platforms going to adopt this, do you think? I mean, I don't know, but I'm trying to imagine
Comedy Channel.
Yeah, you could do like Netflix could just have all of their like crime police shows or something.
Yeah.
Just mix it up between like Blue Bloods and CSI and crap like that. I guess, yeah.
So, have you ever used a non-official streaming service to watch television?
Yes.
Like Internet Protocol TV, I think is what it's called, IPTV, stuff like that.
I mean, I used to essentially like torrent like Big Bang Theory and stuff like that, but
this is more like you use a Fire Stick and you use a program that you like log into, okay. And it has like every live channel in the world, every on-demand movie, like all that kind of, all encompassing.
I have not done that.
I did it for a while, and they also have like SpongeBob, and it's just, you click it and it's just 24/7 loop of like random SpongeBob episodes.
There's YouTube channels like that, I think.
Exactly. That's a great example. So that, and it's cool because you're like, imagine going to SpongeBob. If it's on, what's that on? Paramount.
Yeah.
And if you aren't just starting at the beginning and watching through chronologically, how do you pick an episode?
Yeah.
When there's 400 episodes.
I typically ask the person next to me, pick a number between 1 and whatever, 20, and then between 1 and whatever, and then I just click on that. But
I like that. I don't know.
They could also just essentially have a button that says randomize or something, or pick for me. No, I like this. It's smart. They have cornered, they have boxed out television almost to the point where they're like not necessary and people depend on these streaming apps, and now they're just giving us another option to never leave. So I get it. I'm not mad at it. I can see it being useful for kids. Yeah, like what if, I guess they always start something automatically when it finishes, right? That's
never, it does kind of pick something next.
Yeah.
I want to say Netflix added a like pick for me thing, but I've never used it, and I'm not confident if they have that. They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. No, this is cool. I'm into it.
And it's optional.
To think of like a Star Wars, a Star Wars version of it.
Well.
Or sci-fi.
How about like just sci-fi? You're scrolling through channels, and you're like, oh, this movie's on. I'll just watch from here. Like that used to be a thing that we did. Rise of the Resistance was on TV recently, and like I didn't stop and watch it because I was doing other stuff, but it made me happy that I could have just, here we go, I'm gonna jump in now.
Yeah,
because I don't have to choose it.
I've never been that kind of person. When like my dad's like that, when he sees a movie on TV that he likes and he clicks on it, he'll first of all get mad at the commercials. And he'll just go and like take it off the shelf if he has the DVD and pop in it and then just watch the whole thing. And I'm just like, oh no, I'm not watching this then. Like, I can't be bothered.
Start over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't usually like to start things from the middle, but
I also don't like rewatching things that much.
Oof. That's an interesting topic. That's like a whole. That's like a whole thing in of itself. Rewatching is a very interesting. I know I'm like getting way too excited about the thought of rewatching, but like, so you don't rewatch stuff?
Not very much.
It's a very kid thing to do, right? Kids will find a movie and watch the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
For sure.
I go back and forth. I will get. I definitely have like comfy things that I like to put on, but I also don't like to feel like I'm missing something.
I really enjoy watching something new for the first time, even if I don't end up liking it, to the point where I don't even like watching something as much if I know the person I'm with has seen it. Because then I'm like, you're watching this again for me? Like, sucks. Like, I wish we were both experiencing something new for the first time.
I only like to rewatch things that
someone else hasn't
by
seen.
Myself. No, by myself.
Okay, okay.
And my reference point to that is, this is weird, but like a Star Wars, if I just want to feel comfy, yeah, that's the word I'm using, I guess, you know, yeah. It's a little bit like what kids do, right? It's comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a child. But yeah, I'll put Star Wars on. Honestly, I do that when I'm stressed. And because it's like harder to be more open to something new. But outside of that, like, I will not rewatch. I'm like, oh, I do not want to. I've already seen this. I don't want to watch this again.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, this whole channel thing is interesting because I'm realizing we've kind of had this discussion before where, like, if we could only have one box that had, like, our favorite shows on it. We've talked about this on the podcast. Like, what would those shows be? And that was inspired by Casey Neistat has these screens in his office. One of them is always playing, I think it's The Godfather. It's always on. And there might be another one. He just always has these movies on a loop. And I like that. I like the idea of having... So if I could curate what this channel was, where like I put my favorite movies into it if they had it, and I can just click it on, and then like my favorite movies are just there like quickly. It seems so weird because I could also just go click on that movie if I wanted to watch it. But like there's something about the excitement of clicking on the channel and not knowing where you're going to land that's kind of exciting to me. Like I don't know why.
It like physicalizes it. Because when a movie's not on, does it even exist?
Right. But if it's always like going,
it like exists as a person.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like about TV. Explaining that concept like to my grandparents, like my grandpa, I don't think ever understood it.
Yeah.
Especially like once he was out of the house and like moved over to streaming from cable, like I don't think he ever understood it.
Yeah.
And I still don't think my grandma understands that like the television is pixels without a brain.
Right.
Kind of they have brains now. And that like the TV exists like in an imaginary place, and then you'd like plug it in.
Right.
Just that whole like concept is like hard to explain to them.
This is just the middleman to bring that out in space to us and to our eyes. Yeah.
Because it's like when we didn't have cable in our apartment, it's like, how do you watch TV? What do you watch? It's like, well, it's streaming. You just click and watch stuff and it is there.
I don't think what I'm proposing though, like Netflix, I input 5 movies. I don't think they would ever do that though, because then it, like you're saying, it wouldn't be that taxing, but like it would have to be constantly scanning or like randomizing or whatever. Always have to know a point in a movie to jump to instead of just I click on it and then it calls that movie, you know? At least the TV is something they program and it's the same for everybody. Not every single person has a curated channel or something, but I don't know. It's the future. Like maybe we can just have it do that and it doesn't matter and it doesn't blow up their system. I don't know.
What you just made me think of was airplanes. Airplanes, they used to have a bunch of TVs all over the airplane and it played a movie.
Yeah.
That was on all the TVs. And now they have 150 TVs all with something different running.
Right.
And it, yeah, very much has to do with the server and the hardware capability. If you really wanted like a custom movie loop, you're just gonna have to get all the hard files and build that yourself.
I might do that someday, honestly. I'll never forget that thing in Casey Neistat's office. Like I will always want that. So
I would have a Friends channel.
Yeah.
With the show Friends going. The Office is a perfect example of that. It's just how people binge it. Like, yeah, that's cool. I like that.
I'm trying to decide. Let's talk about one more point before we go to the break. What happened on The Masked Singer?
Do you watch The Masked Singer?
We have watched a couple seasons of it. We're definitely not caught up, and I don't know if we're gonna be, but we've tried it.
they had somebody on who was like very recognizable, but I don't even know if you know who he is.
Recognizable from the voice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very distinct okay. voice.
Okay.
I just remembered why I wanted to bring this up. Okay.
Okay.
That was an awkward start. So he was a lizard, like a rapping lizard or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know Cisco?
Yeah.
The thong song?
Yeah. There's been a couple people in the I think there was one person in the first couple seasons that I was like, that has to be Cisco. And it wasn't. But.
So. I see. I kind of sorry that I'm ruining this.
That's okay.
Well, he finally went on.
That's cool.
And everybody, no, I shouldn't say everybody, because Ken Jeong says who it isn't, obviously.
Yeah.
He always comes up with insane people. But they did get him. They had a feeling. And so he went home the last one we watched. We're a couple behind, but
wait,
he literally said that.
Is there something new now where, like, if the judges guess, you're done?
No.
Okay.
No. They guess, but... no, he went home so that we got the reveal, but he was like, well, people have been saying it's me like since the show started. So I figured I finally have to go on here. So yeah. I didn't have that actual context. So that's funny. But in his background, when they're doing the clues and everything, he had an opportunity to work at Disney Animation.
Really?
Which I thought was like a super cool kind of footnote and super random also.
I don't remember hearing that. I've listened to him on a couple podcasts and I don't remember him talking about that. All he talks about is his music career. He started pretty young and yeah. That's cool.
He was like a kid that was like very advanced in animation and he had
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's such a cool guy.
With the music career. He's super cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't love the show, honestly. It got annoying. Like, we watched a lot of it really quickly. I think maybe if we were doing it, like, weekly, like, it would be better. Yeah. But it got hard to watch for both of us.
It's a fun gimmick. It's a fun gimmick, but in doses. Because it is also a little much and a little, like, cheesy and stuff.
I thought Ken Jeong left. Or does he just have another show that's... Doesn't he have another show that's kind of similar?
He's on it. I don't know. Maybe.
Someone left, though, right? Did,
The current judges... Oh, the girl left.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy is a Wahlberg?
Yeah, she's married to...
Nicole Scherzinger
Donnie.
Left.
Okay. I kind of liked her. She was, like, the most serious one at times for me.
Yeah, I do remember her being on there now. And the girl she was replaced with, she's obsessed with Cisco, so she was very excited. I don't know her name, though. I would love Robin Thicke, personally.
I liked him, too. Yeah. No, we'll pick it back up. We just got to do it weekly, not
the last time I watched was years ago, and then it's been kind of dorky to watch it, you know, a couple times now. But nothing too crazy.
There's been so many seasons, too. Like, they do, like, multiple a year, really? Don't they? Yeah. Probably. It only started in 2020.
Really? No. It's
maybe 19. It's that like it's like The Voice.
January.
Yeah, 19, and there's 11 seasons already. So they're doing at least two a year, even during COVID.
Oh well, the Masked Singer. They almost predicted COVID.
That's true. That's very true.
Perfect show.
Meant
to be destiny.
Yeah. Speaking of destiny, we have our very first. This has nothing to do with destiny. It's a terrible tease, but our very first write-in Patreon question.
No way.
Yep, and I will tell you what it is after the break.
All right, I'm excited.
If you like what we do, we'd really appreciate if you'd consider supporting us on Patreon. Now more than ever, small independent teams need all the help they can get, and we'd love to have you join the rebellion.
Joining us on Patreon can get you a wide array of perks, starting with our one-star tier. Joining this tier will get you voting rights for Movie Madness, our weekly journey through an actor's entire filmography.
Our two-star tier will give you extended episodes of the Huber Rebels podcast, Game Chat Tonight, and Movie Madness, both ad-free and a day early. Plus, you can write into those shows for a chance to have your questions and comments read on the podcast.
The 3-star tier delivers the most value with our Patreon exclusive shows. You will get a monthly episode of Crossword Struggle and Climbing the Ranks. And we have more exclusive shows planned to add even more value to this tier.
Next, as a 4-star rebel, your name will be listed in an on-screen shoutout on each of our weekly scheduled shows.
Finally, you can be one of only 24 people to be considered a founding rebel. You will receive a limited edition founding rebel t-shirt. Your name will be read on each of our shows as a founding rebel, and you will forever be remembered as one of the very few people to truly help start the rebellion.
Visit patreon.com/HebrewRebels for more information. Thank you so much for your support, and back to the show.
Welcome back from that Patreon ad read. We have one person who didn't hear that Patreon ad read because they subscribed and they wrote in with a question. And their name is CrazyCasey17, and they want to know, if you could have dinner with anyone in history, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, this is a classic all the smoke question. They do like 4 people at your dinner table. I should have that answer top of mind, considering how many episodes I've listened to and been like, oh, I would know exactly who. And
I would like to know dead and alive.
Dead and alive?
Like, give me a live person and a dead person.
Do you have an answer?
You've
got more time to think about this.
I have alive. I'm still thinking about dead. I also just noticed this, like, today, so.
Everybody. Oh, my goodness. Great question. I'm clearly very caught off guard.
Do you want me to give you one of my alive ones?
Yeah, you go. I'll give you an answer.
I would love to have dinner with. Also, I'm going to give you 2, and you can give me 2 as well. But Post Malone, because I think he's just a really cool guy. He seems like one of the most genuine and nice and funny celebrities that there is. And Adam Savage from Mythbusters. The main guy. The blonde. What?
There were 2 main guys.
Yeah, you're right. Not the guy with the beret.
The skinnier guy.
Yeah.
Non-beret man. Yeah, I didn't know how to describe him.
Okay, yes. I think he's just one of the most fascinating and interesting people to listen to. He has a YouTube channel. I think he does it with other people called Tested. He had a podcast called Still Untitled. They did that for like 6 or 7 years. I could listen to him talk about anything, and he has so many stories about mostly things that I'm interested in, like, because he worked on Star Wars and other kind of like nerdy sci-fi movies. He has so many props, and he's just, I don't know, and he's brilliant. He fascinates me.
Dude, I have so many answers. It's so annoying. Like, those are good ones. I might not want to have dinner with anybody, but so lame. I'm such a lame.
That's not lame.
Yoda.
He's dead. There's your dead one.
No. Oh my God. I mean, my go-to always would be like Kobe. He'd always be somebody that I'd have at the table.
Yeah.
But he's no longer with us. But if I was to pick somebody that's no longer with us, like, the truth is like, I'm way more interested in people who don't live in the same time period that I live in.
Yeah.
That is what fascinates me. Like,
and you mean more than like the past century, right? You mean like,
oh yeah, no, minimum a different, like 1,000 to 8,000 years ago. Like,
oh wow, yeah.
I want like ancient Egyptian pharaoh or Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, I'm blanking on which one I'm want to meet with. Yeah, so like philosopher, like an ancient philosopher, because I just think that's fascinating. But I'm trying to think of somebody like today, and everybody just really bugs me now, so it's hard to think of somebody that I want to have dinner with. Because okay, what's my objective here? Have fun, get wasted.
See, for me, like, I don't talk a lot. So, like, for me, Adam Savage is perfect because he is just going to talk the whole time, but I'll listen to him the whole time. I don't care. Posty will probably just get drunk and be goofy, and that's totally fine with me, too.
That's super fun. My first thought was, like, LeBron.
Mm.
But I don't think I just want to talk about basketball. If I wanted to talk about that, then 100%. But I think somebody more diverse than that. I am sorry. I failed.
You haven't. I mean, you have given multiple answers.
By the end of the episode, I will give a proper answer. That's okay. My promise.
Dead. Also, I thought about Ken Block.
Oh, yeah. But, sure.
I mean, I love the guy. I don't know if I like, I don't know what I would talk to him about that much though to have dinner with, but I just would want to meet him. Yeah.
Him. Yeah. It doesn't have to be anybody.
But he's the first one that came to mind for that. Yeah. I don't know. I was super excited to see that we had someone actually asking us a question to provoke us and prompt us on the show. I'm really, really hoping for more of that. Please, if you like what we do, please sign up on Patreon. You can ask us any of these questions and we will talk about them on the show. Anything that you want to talk about, we will talk about. So head on over.
You got me speechless. I'm not often speechless. I'm impressed.
Patreon.com/SuperRebels to sign up and talk with us.
I just, all these people I would have given answers to, I'm just like flawed, but that, sure. Yeah, that's called being human.
Right. You're never going to have the perfect person.
But I thought I did. I'll have dinner with you. No, wait, what was the person who's, ask the question.
Crazy KZ17.
I want to have dinner with Crazy KZ17 because, as a thank you to our support, and I'll pay for it.
Hey, that's
oh, but wow, that's also great. Not a date ask because I'm married. So,
write in and let us know where he wants to take you to dinner. maybe one day, but
we'll DoorDash you some dinner. But give us a third party address.
Oh, that's a great Patreon perk. You sign up.
We'll send you dinner.
Yeah. People probably don't want to be sending us their address, but that would be a requirement for that as well. Unless they want to meet at like a local park or something. Yeah. No. Let's just give them the money back.
Support. Yeah. No. Yeah. We'll cook you dinner and we'll leave it in a disclosed location in the runway.
But you have to be very.
Or maybe we'll just answer the question.
No, I thought it'd be kind of fun, honestly. Like, as long as you're not meeting one of your heroes, it would be fun to have dinner with someone and them just be like off the rails, insane, and you're like, "Whoa, okay." I mean, you don't have to hang out with them ever again, especially if they're dead. So you're just like, "Whoa, I did not know you were like this," and then you're good. As long as it's not your hero, it doesn't matter.
Miyamoto was one of the people. He's mm. I didn't. Him yet, but a language barrier hesitates, but like I would love to have dinner with them.
There's some world-class translators out there,
like your phone. You can do that now, just yeah. Dictation.
Yeah, where would you want to have this dinner? What kind of dinner would you want to have while meeting these people? Because I don't know if I want to be slurping ramen, you know.
I don't care what we're eating, yeah. But I want a steak.
Mm.
100%. And in a high rise with a view at night of the city.
Yes. Oh, that sounds great.
That's, yeah, that's the 100% that, wherever that could be in multiple places.
Yeah. I want steak or I want sushi, and I want to do it in Iron Man's mansion.
Ooh, yes. I might have an answer.
Okay.
It's not one person, though. I'm trying to pick one.
Just give me both. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be one. I can be multiple.
I want to have dinner with Blink-182.
Oh, that's great.
That's 100% my answer. Like, yeah. No hesitation.
Yeah.
I had a dream a while back, like once they got back together, that I somehow became friends with them or went over to their house and then became friends with them.
Yeah.
And I was just like not intruding, but like witnessing it. And it was just like very chill. It wasn't like fanboy. And they were just super chill.
That's awesome.
And in that case, in San Diego, you can get some sick ass Mexican food.
Yes.
California burritos.
Yes. That's perfect. I love that. So, okay,
that's my answer. It didn't take till the end of the episode, but I was so frazzled that it took me forever to realize that.
Yeah. Okay, well, if I'm having dinner with Adam Savage, I have to do it in San Francisco because those two are inherently tied. And again, somewhere high up so that I can see the city.
Top of the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah. Hey, if they could set up a table up there... He could do, yeah, I mean, that's a whole episode right there. Myth. You can eat dinner on top of the Golden Gate Bridge with some random creepy fanboy and not get murdered. Busted.
Who got murdered? You, definitely you.
No, he gets murdered and I get busted for it. No, I'm not even going to put that out there. I hate that I even said that. I'm not going to murder
him. No, that's an episode of Monk.
I've never seen that.
Did I tell you you've been watching that? I can't keep track of. I keep telling everybody that I'm watching that. Maya watched it. She loved it. Now she's rewatching it. She hasn't seen it in a long time. I'm watching it for the first time, and it's like instantly one of my favorite shows.
I'll give it a shot. I tried Suits. It didn't really stick. I was into it a little bit. I used to watch White Collar. I tried Psych. I didn't like it that much. But Monk.
I'll give you the pitch. Monk.
Yeah.
He's a little bit like me.
Okay.
He's a little bit more extreme. It is very comfy. I know that that has become my word of the episode.
It has.
But it's 2002. I've been using this word. Like, I'm not just using it because of this episode.
Yeah.
2002, so it's got the nostalgia. It's super cheesy, but fun. I don't normally like crime detective shows. It's set in San Francisco.
Okay.
He's Lebanese. Didn't know that.
Cool.
And it's just very wholesome. I'm very much enjoying it.
I'll check it out. And it's the guy from Spy Kids, right? Who gets the three heads put on his head?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that reference. That's the only way I know him. No, I didn't even realize. Like, I realized I knew him from other stuff, but I always associate knowing him from Monk, even though I've never seen it.
Tony Shalhoub. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm very impressed that you knew that.
What is it on?
Netflix. It's on Netflix, so super easy.
Perfect. What else happened this week? Anything?
Yeah, the end of the world is coming.
Oh, that, well, no, good.
Did you ever watch iRobot?
Yeah, and weirdly, I was just thinking about that movie because a question was prompted to me. What's one of Will Smith's best acting roles, and iRobot crossed my mind, but I didn't think he was acting good in it. So,
I think he did.
It was okay. The question was, name a movie where Will Smith is acting his ass off. I don't think he was acting his ass off in iRobot, but the movie did just cross my mind like an hour ago. So, yeah, I've seen it.
That was one of my favorite movies. I was a big Will Smith fan. I'm less of a Will Smith fan just after everybody falls with time, apparently.
Everyone makes mistakes, too.
Yeah, I'm not judging. I'm just not like he would have been one of my answers of people I want to have dinner with. I do not want to have dinner with him. I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't hate him, but like, I'm good.
Yeah.
New
Tupac, Bad Boys Tupac coming out. Tupac would be
a good person to have dinner with. This is just the episode theme now.
Would that be Maya's answer?
Actually, it would be up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely would be up there. Not to answer for her, but I also feel like maybe like her grandpa. because she never got to meet him.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I also want to have dinner with him.
Yeah.
Weirdly. He was the one that had a ticket for the Titanic, but missed it.
That's amazing.
Story for... I'll let her tell that story.
That's incredible.
Yeah, wild, right?
Wow.
So that movie came out in, like, mid-2000s. Mid to early 2000s. But it had all this, like, future tech, right? So some woman goes in his apartment. Yeah, the tech woman goes in his apartment. But he has all this old technology. So what I always remember, she goes up to the stereo. And it's like, play music. And it doesn't do anything. And she's like, start song. And he's just like, you click the button. And it's, she just doesn't understand. So yeah. There's that moment. There's the moment where he drives it in manual. It's like manual mode for driving. And it's just like, what?
Yeah.
And then the motorcycle that runs on gasoline. So it could explode because it's it could be flammable. So this movie has been like kind of like a barometer, kind of how like Back to the Future 2 used to be.
Right.
But I always felt like iRobot was a little bit more grounded in reality. Like Michigan is dried up. Like it's very dystopian future. But point being, the robots in that, I think, are some of the most more realistic and like feasible, like potential future robots, both in, they had like, the newest version that was coming out, that was like around the main plot of the movie. But then they also had like the old robots that were like in storage.
Yeah.
And I think it's all about like the robot commits a crime and stuff. Well, I've been waiting to see like how are robots going to evolve. Have you seen the new one? The Boston Dynamics showed off?
No, I don't think so. What's it called?
So Atlas has always been their bipedal one. He used to be a little bit chunky and he would like go upstairs and squat and then flip and do stuff like that. So they have the new version.
Is it this guy with the face?
With the round circle face?
Yeah.
Stands up in one of the creepiest ways possible. Okay. The Spock robot, the yellow dog robot.
Yes.
That people use that like prances around stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're making it. This is happening. We can't stop it. So we just have to hope everything works out okay, because I don't think I can fight one of these.
Okay, I'm watching it. It is... Why is it... No, it shouldn't stand like that. Oh, that's terrible. Grudge. Why is it doing that? Why is everything it does backwards?
Because it can. And they're emphasizing that it can, because it's more efficient.
That's horrible.
Then how we move.
Okay.
Right? We have to turn all the way around. We can only bend in certain ways. This thing can do it all.
So the old one that you always saw the videos of it like jumping and picking up a bag and like throwing it up on the shelf, was that also called Atlas?
Yes. This is the new Atlas.
The new
also
Atlas.
Also, no wires showing. Dude, this thing is like tightly engineered.
So... Yeah, I mean, a robot is going to murder someone someday, right?
I feel like it has to happen, yeah.
Do you believe that they're going to, like, sentiently want to take over the world? Like, that, no. I feel like, that's a step too far for me. But, like, yeah, it's going to kill someone.
By accident, probably.
I don't even mean by accident. I mean because of some... Either someone's going to use it for it, or because of some kind of twisted programming, like, it will just must exterminate, you know? Like, it'll see it as a threat or something. You don't think?
I don't think that will happen, because you have to program self-defense. You should never program these. These things, like, just die. Like, it should only be programmed to...
Right. It's expendable. Don't make it fight for anything.
Exactly. So yeah. I see it more of, like, how a forklift kills a person.
Sure. That's well, in that sense, then I'd be surprised if something like this hasn't already severely harmed or killed someone. But I guess we would have heard about that, right?
If they don't exist. Like, yeah. Boston Dynamics is one of the leading ones. But it just reminded me that they have a bunch of videos of, like, messing with these things. So they, like, have hockey sticks and they'll, like, push it. and fall on the ground, and then it'll get up and then like push it and fall on the ground. So hopefully it's not remembering all of that.
I just saw that video. That wasn't fake.
No, that's their,
the dude, dudes around it with the hockey sticks and stuff. That was not a fake video. The comments were like, oh, this is the craziest like AI stuff or whatever I've ever seen. I was like, oh yeah, that's crazy. I thought that was fake. That's horrifying.
Yeah, they love to. Yeah, this video is from like, let's see what year this is.
Oh my God.
You could like it, all its wiring and stuff is massive. 2016, Atlas, the next generation robot, harassed with hockey stick.
Okay, so that's a bit older. I thought it was some. Okay.
Huh. Push it and it like runs and like falls on its face.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Really funny. I think I did see a different video then that was a bit more like CG. Yeah, but. Okay. Yeah, the dogs, weren't they in Star Wars? Weren't they in like Andor or something?
Did they put them in something?
I think so.
I don't know.
And it was weird. It was like it was as jarring as seeing the people on that prison planet in Andor wearing the snowboarding boots. It was like, oh, that's that thing. Like it wasn't even. They weren't even trying.
They were in Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Okay, yeah. Not Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
That up. I don't remember seeing that.
They were. I mean, they weren't out of place. It seemed fitting, but it was very clearly the Boston Dynamics robot when you saw it on screen.
That's wild.
Cool.
I have to look that up. I also want to rescind about the murdering. Because I did have another thought when I saw these being created, and that whoever gets these first, instead of sending people to war, will 100% send robots. So yes, many robots will kill people.
Yeah.
By programming.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's just a matter of when do they change their mind on who to go after.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it made me realize, like, it'll probably start with, like one group of people will be ready to fight another group of people. And then these robots will show up. And they will lose.
The people.
But that'll probably be the only time. Because then they're like, we ain't fighting robots. And then it'll just be robots fighting robots.
Yes.
And that is better, technically.
Yes. That is how all wars should be fought.
So
with video games, essentially.
Sounds bad, but then maybe good.
Yeah. All right,
everybody.
Way better.
BattleBots time.
This is a whole ethical question I was thinking about. I'm trying to think, what were we watching? I think we were watching, God, I can't think of the exact example, but just okay. The fact that there are rules to war almost upsets me more. Because that, to me, means it's just a game. Like, I don't know. This sounds terrible. I don't know if this makes sense. I was trying to explain this to Taylor, and I don't think it was connecting my point. But, like, when you establish rules, it's like, okay, so you're already talking in a way where you guys agree on something. You're already rationally having a conversation. Keep doing that. Not saying, we'll kill each other here and now, but if you get this person, you have to give him back, or you have to hold on to him until it's over, and there's a ceasefire, but we'll have the ceasefire at this time. It's like, no, stop shooting each other now. Do it now. I don't know. That stuff bugs me. It's like, either just go kill them until the job's done, or stop completely. Like, I don't know. It's very strange to me. And obviously, I'm on the side of stop completely, but...
Yeah. All war is stupid.
Yeah.
But... There's, it's game theory. I think that's all I did, like you said, this is a whole other can of worms, but it's game theory. Somebody's always going to push the envelope.
Yeah.
And the rules are, I would say, less for in the moment and more for after the fact. Okay, you did this, this, and this. You're penalized for that. That's the best there was an era where things were pushed way too far.
Yeah.
Weirdly, though, if you think back to even like older warfare, what would happen? All right. The armies would show up on both sides. The people would go to the middle. They'd be like, okay, what are we going to do? Here's what we're going to do. Let's do this. All right, everybody go. There was always like, it was always like organized.
There's something almost respectable about that. You know, like both sides are agreeing. These are the people that we are presenting, and whoever wins gets this land or whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's like mobsters who like, they have a code, you know, like they live by a code, and what they do is terrible, but they don't break that code. I don't know. It's just, I understand. I do also understand some war is for, you know, valiant reasons, perhaps. I'm not saying all war is like completely unnecessary, but I just, it's terrible.
Unfortunately, the answer is humans.
Yeah.
And until humans, and there's lots of people that are like, you're stupid. It's necessary. And yes, it is to a certain degree. This is a much more nuanced and complicated conversation, but it's always going to be bad people, but bad people is subjective, blah, 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 whatever. It's game theory. Somebody's going to try to take advantage. Somebody's going to try to take something. Like, we've yet to prove that equity and all of this, and there's always an imbalance. It's something trying to fill this and something trying to fill that. It's just very messy.
I also think back to, like you said, those two, like, you know, battalions facing off against each other in a battlefield or something. It's like, Napoleon was in the middle of that. Like, he led the charge at a lot of those kinds of things, you know, and he was the general, he was the leader, and he was very much in the middle of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I'm gonna do less opinion, more like cool stats. But when I learned that, like, during World War II and stuff, like, you get all the planes, they take off, they're heading to their destination, a gang of them turn around.
Really? Like,
tons of people turned around.
Yes. Chickened out, yeah?
Yes. Wow. Because
Yeah.
Humans are not supposed to be doing this. Like,
no.
War causes PTSD because it's horrific.
I did not know that. Wow.
A human being is not supposed to. So, and they did. They were trying to fix this and stuff. And if you had the leader or the general go, the numbers plummeted with people that turned around.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
So the one story that I think of is George Washington, man. He got on his horse and he went first.
Yeah.
And these dudes are shooting and shooting and shooting, and just, he's just on his horse, just going.
Yeah, it's interesting when someone who's labeled a leader is in front, right? Not way behind.
Or thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah, things have changed.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was a lot of good talk that we had this week. I wasn't expecting to have so much good, heartfelt conversation, but it was another good episode of the Hebrew Rebels podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing on Patreon. Crazy Casey, really appreciate you. Hope you stick around, and I hope many more of you decide to give some money to us if you enjoyed what you heard today. We have a few different
tiers. Grade us on our answers.
Yeah, please. Grade us on our answers and give us more questions to respond to.
Also, if you're listening, tell us who you would want to have dinner with that are alive.
Yes. Comment below.
I'm curious. I think it's a great question.
We'll read those and we'll respond to those in the comments as well. We have a couple other shows that we do. Game Chat Tonight, as we mentioned earlier, where we talk all about games and the news of the week. And Movie Madness, where we dive into a particular actor, their entire filmography. We're currently doing Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I love that man. Can't wait to talk more about him. And yeah, that's it. HebrewRebels.com if you want to find our socials and all of our links and whatnot. But I've got nothing else. My name is Jordan.
And my name is Ethan. We are the Hebrew Rebels.
Until next time.
Welcome to the Rebellion.